Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker, sponsored by A Private Place, Bagwell, Dan Perkins Author, Don Greco Novels, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, iMarketing, Web Design and Web Hosting, Integrated Healthcare Solutions, Pucker Urban Farms, Next Stage, Plots Honey Nutters, Skip Kenny Barbecue, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Ultimate Air Shuttle, and Veterans in Defense of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, May is National Moving Month, and I remember moving so many different times and used to work for a moving company. So personally moved 29 times, so all over the world. So I'm so excited about this new guest. Just in time for the National Moving Month, Luke Marklin, CEO of the moving company Bellhops, is going to share his tips to prepare for your next move and how to get it done in an efficient and economical way. He's going to shed light on a recent data showing of what cities are experiencing the greatest influx of people and why. And if you're one of those more than 35 million Americans who'll be moving to new digs this year, this news is for you. Welcome to our show today, Luke. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be
here.
That's
a very interesting name, Bellhops. I really like that. I've never heard of that before. This is really exciting. Tell me, can I ask you a couple of questions before we go into some of the suggestions and whatever?
Yeah.
Why and how have you been in the moving industry? How long?
So I'll get to the why and then the how long. So, you know, the why is as you just said, our name is Bellhops. The idea is pretty simple, right? Moving is not an industry that's known for having a lot of hospitality. It's not known for having experiences that are low stress.
Right.
And what better image could we bring than presenting our company as a bellhop that can be your concierge, that can help you through that stressful time. And make the situation a lot better. So that's the company's founding premise. We've been at it for over 5 years now, and
wow,
we've seen a lot of growth. We started in the Southeast and now have grown nationally.
Well, you know, the South has that wonderful charm about it. And I'll tell you, I used to work for American Moving and Storage. And I'll tell you, I actually physically got involved in the actual process of packing people up. And, you know, so let's talk about some of the ideas that you have. You know, they're planning, a lot of people are planning their move this year. Where are they going? What did the study tell you?
Sure, sure. So we do hundreds of thousands of moves. We have very good insight into answering that question. The first answer, which is a little surprising, is actually people aren't going very far. So more than 60% of our customers are actually moving within the same county. So most people stay pretty close. For the people who are moving longer distance, moving state to state, a lot of those people are moving out west. And we see a big influx of our moves ending in states like Arizona, Nevada, and Idaho.
And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't, because I've got a couple that are basically buying or building a new house, and they're going to be actually moving this summer. And that was the most stressful thing, because they're older. They're in their 80s, late 80s. And people are, you know, it doesn't matter what age it is, it can be stressful, correct?
Absolutely. And what we have found is that actually the longer that you've been in a home, typically the more items you have in the home, and now you have more items to move. So it can actually sometimes get worse the longer you've been there. That's why we think moving is a great time to declutter. We are big fans of the Marie Kondo method of getting rid of things that don't bring you joy, and think moving is an excellent time to get rid of a lot of things that will you can either sell or donate that will make your move go faster, and it'll actually make your move go cheaper.
Well, the other thing is, if you're selling your house, and I'm going to bring this into it if you don't mind.
Sure.
This is when you can start decluttering. Is, you know, if your house is up for sale, right, get it done then, because the realtor will come in and say, listen, we can't have this on the wall, we can't have this here. You need for people to walk into your house and see it decluttered.
And not only does it make your move cheaper, but it makes your house more affordable. Yes,
that's
we agree.
That's exciting, because I need to hear that. What kind of a checklist should you make before your move? And let's talk about the tips as well, Luke, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Well, we think any checklist for moving needs to begin with picking the right day for the move. You can actually save 20 to 30% on your move if you're smart about the date that you pick. We see a majority of our requests come in on Fridays and Saturdays, and they come in the last weekend of the month. So if you have any flexibility in your move date, you're actually able to save a good bit on the move. After that, keys to the moving checklist: make sure you pack, make sure you label all your items, make sure you pack an overnight bag. The way we think about it is think of like you're packing for a hotel. The last thing you want is to show up in your new home and not have your toiletries, not have your clothes, not have your toilet paper. So make sure you have all of those things. And then finally, one of the things that speaks to me the most is, as a parent, one of the things I recommend having on a checklist is a babysitter. There's no way to make a move go easier than if you have a parent than having someone else watch your kids.
Right, and then, you know, I think those important documents and your jewelry need to be done in a certain way. Now, do you do a service where everybody else packs it, and then you come in and just move it? Because as a mover, being a moving company before, right, we actually pack the boxes and stuff for a lot of seniors, because you don't just have young kids that are moving and packing boxes. You have every age, and a lot of people that are working and that are busy may not want to do all that packing, but at least maybe organize what you're going to pack. Isn't that important?
Correct. So about 90% of our customers prefer to do the packing themselves. And a lot of the reasons are motivated around affordability.
Right.
It's more affordable for them. And, you know, what we've created are really an array of options, ranging from the more expensive option that's more comprehensive with where we are bringing the equipment, the truck, the larger crew, to a more affordable option, where we're bringing more of the labor and the muscles that can make the move go a lot faster and less stressful, but also is a lot more affordable.
Mm-hmm. So are you actually selling to the millennials and that group of people? Is that what you're talking about?
So we really sell to an array of different customers. And we sell to people moving long. We've moved people from Seattle to Miami. So we've moved people across country, and we've also moved people across apartment buildings. So
right.
Moving, as you said, 35 million people do it a year, and it touches a variety of different people and homes. And our job is to make a service that can be customized for to each of those individuals.
So you will do a move that is a little bit more expensive if somebody wants you to move them, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We provide a full service set of options.
So I'm going to suggest something, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And that is categorizing stuff, things, and taking video of it or using your smartphone. And if you're doing it yourself, and number the boxes, and number the items, and what you have. Because for insurance purposes, and I know this is correct because I've done many shows on this, make sure you have that for your mover. Because guess what? If there's claims in the end, then you have proof.
Those are all great tips, and we agree.
That's good. And I think it's interesting because especially, you know, I remember moves years and years and years ago and make sure if your stuff is going into storage and you also do stuff like that, right? You put it in storage for them? You're moving overseas maybe?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can take your item to any destination.
Destination we want. And you take it to any destination, especially a storage unit. If it's climate control, if you want climate control, especially if you're going to be gone for a long period of time, that's really important. And you're the guys that can help them do that, correct?
Absolutely. We can help with that.
Yeah,
we think the preparing for a move, you can do it. There's a lot of ways you can research it. But back to us being a bellhop, we think one of the best ways is to pick the right mover. And we try to do as much of the work and the prep for individuals as possible. So we send out guiding communications to every individual on the move, and our website is a wealth of information that can help all of our customers prepare for the move.
And so what is that website where people can get more information, and are you all over the country now?
We are a national moving company where we've been in we've been in D.C. for over a year, but we're in over 35 cities. So the website is getbellhops.com. You can get an instant quote in minutes, and you can also see all the information we talked about.
I can't thank you enough for really helping people. This is your mission. You sound very passionate about it. And I'll tell you what, having somebody that really cares about you and your family and your items and your home is really important. Pick a mover that cares, and you sound like you are that. Thank you so much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk, and we'll be right back after these important messages. Thank you so much.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Did you ever find yourself rummaging through the clutter in your cupboards of plastic containers with no matching lids? Well, I have the solution for you, and that is the Bagwell, created by another busy mom who understood that necessity is the mother of invention. It is so easy to use, and you don't need that extra set of hands because you already have it with the Bagwell. Go to thebagwell.com and get your Bagwell. It's $6.99 on sale.
One of the greatest barbecue sauces ever has landed in Cincinnati. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is a barbecue sauce like no other, and they have plenty of different flavors for every occasion. Be sure to try the Skip Kenny Spicy Barbecue Sauce, Skip Kenny Sweet Barbecue Sauce, and of course, the Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce with secret ingredients. If the sauce isn't enough for you, you'll love Skip Kenny's Barbecue Rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, They have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Riker of Let's Just Talk. You know, more than one-third of American parents don't save anything for future education expenses, and they need to find out, most of them, how to start doing it. And we have with us today Kyle Anderson, Principal and Client Strategies with Edward Jones, who just did a recent study. He will be talking about the 529 plan, as well as tips and techniques to save for college for your children. Welcome to our show today. How are you, Kyle?
Great, Catherine. Thanks for having me. Excited to be with you today.
Well, you know, a lot of parents don't know about what a 529 college savings plan is and what are its advantages. Can you tell us?
That's absolutely right. Still a stubbornly high number of people that don't recognize the benefits of a 529 plan. So sure, a 529 plan is really a fantastic way to save for your child or even your grandchildren's education. So many benefits, flexibility, contributions, tax-friendly, in account growth that potentially grows tax-deferred. And if the monies are used for education purposes, then there's no federal taxation when the money is withdrawn to pay for education purposes, such as room, board, tuition, books, etc.
Well, I have a question for you. A lot of kids start saving early themselves or get birthday presents and stuff like that and want to help mom and dad. Can they add to their parents' 529 plan?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the pieces of flexibility that I mentioned that's really an advantage. So it's not just the parent or the parents who can contribute to the plan, but the child themselves or aunts, uncles, grandparents oftentimes see
friends
that help out. Absolutely. So there's no limitation on who can contribute to that 529 plan on behalf of the child.
I love the idea that you do not have to pay federal tax on it. That's awesome.
It's a huge benefit. So the dollars grow tax deferred. They grow in the 529 plan, which shelters them from any annual tax that may be due if you had dollars invested outside of a 529 plan. And so those taxes and the savings can really add up, especially if you start soon, and that's our recommendation. So you want to start the sooner the better. And I think sometimes it's daunting for parents and grandparents to be thinking about how do we do this and what's the best way, and gosh, we have some time. But kids grow up quickly, as you know, and by the time you turn around, that they're entering their freshman year of high school, and you just want to get ahead of that with some pre-planning and some thought work on the front side.
How much do you have to contribute to it in the beginning?
You know, everybody's situation is going to vary. So what we'd recommend is sitting down with a financial advisor. You can find a local Edward Jones financial advisor on edwardjones.com. And you'll want to sit down and explain what's most important to you, what you're trying to achieve. And that financial advisor will tailor the amount of contributions and the types of investments that particular child might want to invest in to achieve whatever goal they set. And that goal could be to pay for private high school. So 529 plans can be used for now kindergarten through grade 12. Historically, it was just post-secondary, but now up to $10,000 can be pulled out for a private high school or a private middle school?
Well, you know, even in grade school, they're not, private grade schools are not cheap anymore either. So that's a good idea as well, you know. So tell us about the recent survey and what were the results that were surprising to you and everyone else?
Sure. So we initially began this survey in 2012. We wanted to get a better understanding of whether or not Americans understand the benefits of a 529 plan. I was recently told that three Jeopardy contestants couldn't correctly identify a 529 plan as a college savings vehicle. So yeah, stubbornly high number, almost 70% of Americans still don't know that a 529 plan is a great way to save for education. And something else that jumped out of the survey that surprised me a bit is 50% of parents with children, they saw preparing for the unexpected as their main financial priority. And absolutely, that's something that everyone should be thinking about. But only 8% rank paying for education in the top spot. And that was alarming to me, considering the massive amount of student loan debt that we read about and hear about on a daily basis.
Uh-huh. I agree. And I think sometimes that you hear stuff on the news from politicians or whatever, no matter what party you're in, that, you know, education is going to be free. Hello? I don't think so. Unfortunately, that would be great for higher education, but I don't think colleges could survive. Do you?
You know, we always say to control what you can. And obviously, there are some proposals being floated around out there. We don't know exactly what will happen. But what we do know is that starting early in a 529 plan is a great idea, particularly because, to your point, middle school, high school, it's expensive. Grade school, K through 12.
Right. And, you know, I know that with my grandchildren. So it's really important to, get that the best education they can. Right. And so the other thing I want to know is how did Save for Education Day come about? And tell us a little bit about that. And we want to know your one piece of advice for someone who's looking to save for the cost of education.
So the insights that we've gleaned over the years from our survey really prompted us to think about how do we create additional awareness and education for saving for education. And so we've designated the month of May, the fifth month and the 29th day, specifically 529 day, is a great way for us to reach out to parents and grandparents and those that might have questions on how to put their children through school. And so at Edward Jones, May is Saving for Education Month, and it's just an exciting way for us to help build that awareness and education in our local community. So we'll have over 14,000 branches across the U.S. and all 50 states celebrating 529 Day next week.
Wow. And you know what? Where can I find out, or my listeners find out, where events are happening in the areas all across the country?
So the best spot to look for that is on our webpage, edwardjones.com.
I can't thank you for your mission and what you're doing to help education and parents and grandparents in this, which is a very important thing, because these are going to be the new leaders of our country and for us, and they're the future. So let's help them in every way we can.
We believe that very much, very passionate about helping people achieve their best life. And we know that education is a big component of that.
Right. And we want to thank you for joining us today. And we will be very aware on 529 Day, believe me. And don't forget to listen to all of our shows on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And we'll be right back here for these important messages. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Catherine will be right back.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Breaker, and I'm here today to tell you about an amazing product. Mrs. Pucker's Urban Farm, a subsidiary of Integrated Healthcare Solutions, has launched a new product called Mrs. Pucker's Lemon Shots. These are all organic lemon-based drinks that provide a wealth of healthy vitamins in a drink. You know, if you want to look better and feel healthier, this small 4-ounce drink can put you on the right track. Check them out at puckerurbanfarm.com and all their products. I did, and I love them. Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio, then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that 1 in 3 American adults are at risk for kidney disease? Major risk factors include diabetes, high blood pressure, family history, or being age 60 or older. Kidney disease often has no symptoms and can go undetected until very advanced and can lead to dialysis or other renal replacement therapies. Talk to your doctor and request a simple urine test that can detect kidney disease. This public service announcement is brought to you by Next Stage Medical, Inc., a leading medical technology company focused on advancing renal care. To learn more about kidney disease and treatment options, visit nextstage.com/patients.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it for no additional cost. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web today by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
Did you know that memory loss now affects almost 7 million people in America? And the Alzheimer's Research Foundation estimates that by the year 2050, there will be 50 million people with dementia in America. Are you preparing your family, especially your grandchildren, for this issue? This is Dan Perkins, and I'm the author of a new book for children ages 9 to 12 and their families to help them understand that it's not their fault when Grammy can't remember them. Why Can't Grammy Remember Me is available at Amazon or through your local bookseller. Don't make your grandchildren part of the lost generation.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, this week, actually, is Hurricane Preparedness Week, and just ahead of the 2019 hurricane season, I can't believe it's here already. The Weather Company and IBM Business will be out with the 2019 hurricane forecast today. And in the aftermath of last year's deadly hurricanes, Florence and Michael, we might be wondering if there's more to be done to protect people and businesses in the face of natural disasters. Our guests today are Dr. Michael Ventrice, meteorological scientist and software engineer, the Weather Company, and IBM Business, and Daniel Crook, Chief Technology Officer for Call for Code. Welcome to our show today, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You know, there are so many things that people get scared about, right, especially during hurricane season. Tell us more about the predictions for hurricane season this year, and could it be like last year? And Dr. Michael, would you like to answer that question first?
Sure. So we don't want you to be afraid of hurricanes, right? There's things we can do to prepare ourselves to put us in a position where they don't impact as much as they could. So that being said, we have just released our 29 hurricane forecast for the Atlantic season, and we are predicting a season that is similar with regards to the number of storms as last year, maybe slightly less active though. We're predicting a total of 14 named storms, seven of which we think will develop into hurricanes, which are winds greater than 74 miles per hour, and with the potential for three major hurricanes greater than 111 miles per hour.
Wow. Could it be like last year?
So if you look out over the ocean, a lot of the information that we have at this point in time, there are similarities with regards to the state of the Atlantic Ocean. We're seeing very similar things. The question mark this year is the Pacific Ocean and whether we see a meaningful El Nino develop. If it does, then those El Nino conditions, which is essentially warm waters in the eastern Pacific that adjust the wind patterns over the Atlantic, that can help protect the Caribbean Sea and the Caribbean islands there. But what it doesn't tell us is where these storms might go. And you can still get a landfalling hurricane during those types of states.
Let's talk about what can people do to prepare now for hurricane season instead of waiting till the last minute.
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now, it's still pretty early. The best thing I always recommend is to be aware of your surroundings. Make sure you stay up to date with the most recent weather information that tells us about any types of events and specifically, you know, focusing on hurricanes here. We have an offering here, weather.com, that folks can go to see what high impact weather events are occurring around the U.S. But there's other sources of information. Social media is becoming an effective way of communication of where the, you know, what's going on in the basin, where the storms might be heading. But more specifically, if there is a storm heading towards you, something you do want to pay attention to is you don't want to look out 3 days and say, oh, the storm's going to go to my south and then just forget about it, right? You want to stay up to date because the models can shift these storms in track that could then make it more of a meaningful impact for you. And also, we just are not there yet with our intensity forecasts, right? So if a storm is predicted to be a Cat 1, there's a chance it intensifies further before making landfall, and that can also cause more impact. So there's those types of things to be aware of. If a storm is heading towards you, you want to know your evacuation routes. Make sure you make those plans ahead of time. You can go to your local government website to see what those evacuation routes are. And if you have to be evacuated, you should always communicate that, what your plans will be with your family and loved ones. And also, if you are evacuating, you want to make sure you have a to-go bag, right? You don't want to be stuck on the side of the road with no supplies.
That's important, extremely important. And so, Daniel, can you tell us how do the weather company and IBM work with businesses to prepare them for and manage through natural disasters?
Actually, I'll let Dr. Ventures answer that one because he's got more expertise in that area.
Okay, go ahead.
So our mission at the Weather Company is to be as essential as possible, and there's no more immediate time than during a hurricane. Now, we keep people informed and safe by providing the most accurate information to help others make decisions during the hurricane, and our accuracy is derived from our technology here that we developed the company in making these forecasts. For example, we have a number of ties in businesses where we keep essentially a data flow to them, where we provide major airline hubs to offer forecasts that advise adding flights in or out of regions by hurricanes. We also provide forecasts to help reroute those flights to determine when or if flights can be resumed. And for more locally, you know, that impacts you and I, right, where our power is so important nowadays. We work with energy companies to help them gauge where to position their local repair crews during the hurricane season.
Okay, let's talk about Project OWL. And we hear you recently deployed it for the first time in Puerto Rico, which we know was hit so hard by Hurricane Maria. What was that like?
Yeah, so Project OWL won last year's Call for Code competition. Call for Code competition is a contest supported by IBM, the American Red Cross, United Nations, as well as lots of other organizations, public and private partners. So Project OWL won $200,000, open source support, an option to speak to a venture capital company, as well as support from IBM to deploy their solution on the ground. So to take it from an idea and put it into action. So in March, we had five members of the OWL team, as well as five members of the IBM Corporate Service Corps, deploy the OWL solution in Puerto Rico in five different areas of the island. So the goal of Project OWL is to restore network connectivity very quickly. In some parts of Puerto Rico, it took up to 9 months to get communications, even if power was restored. So what Project OWL solution does is it helps them get from 0 to 1% connectivity, which is enough for communities to express their needs over the network to first responders, who in turn can prioritize where they send their resources.
How can I ask this one question? It's not here, but I'm very interested in Puerto Rico. What's going on there today? Are we back to normal or not?
It depends on where you go. Obviously, cities are restored much quicker, but there are still some areas that aren't fully back. As with any other area around the world, you're not 100% back immediately. But what we see is a lot of great technology coming out of Puerto Rico. And in fact, one of our partners there, Engine 4, an IoT and Internet of Things makerspace, as well as public and private partnerships, are helping prepare for the next big storm. And they helped Project OWL, in fact, deploy their solution based on their local experience. So we see a lot of innovation coming out, and hopefully that'll be used, deployed, and help people prepare better for the next big storm.
And tell us about the Call for Code Global Initiative. How do people get involved, and why is this important to IBM?
Sure. They can go to callforcode.org to learn about this year's competition, learn about that $200,000 prize structure, learn about the solutions from last year, see Project OWL in action, and they can participate, and hopefully they create applications that not only IBM can benefit from. We live and work in communities where we have businesses, where we have offices. So our interest is in seeing applications built that can help protect communities, help them prepare for storms with information such as APIs from the weather company website, use that information to help protect our own employees as well as our customers, as well as the rest of the folks in the community where we live.
What is the youngest age that you can be for getting involved?
You can participate if you're over 18 years old. You can enter the competition. And actually last year we even had folks up to 83 years old been competing.
Wonderful.
So it's a global competition. It reached 156 nations, 100,000 developers. So everybody, people from around the globe participated, creating not only applications for hurricanes, but also creating technology that can be transferred, for example, for typhoons or monsoon elsewhere in the world.
And gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for your missions. And where can we get more information on your website for Call for Code?
You can go to callforcode.org. That'll give you information about the competition, as well as IBM's Code and Response program, that program that takes the ideas and puts them in action.
Right. And Dr. Michael, is there another email, or not email, but a website for your company?
Yeah, so if you want to stay up to date with what's going on in weather, we always recommend checking out weather.com, which provides forecast information as well as scientific blogs that just help connect you with what's going on.
I can't thank you enough, like I said, and thank you so much for joining us today. We want to get this information out there right away to all of our stations. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll be right back after these important messages from our sponsors. Thank you.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Are you one of the millions of Americans suffering from PTSD, anger management, addictions, or negative self-image? There is a way to overcome these issues without prescription drugs. Eileen Darden's certified neurointegration, reflexology, and brain health coach can help you change the way your brain and body interact, exchanging positive thoughts for negative ones. This tried and proven approach could be the answer you're seeking. I did, and I have positive results. You can contact her at a private place today for a new look at an old issue. Call Eileen Darden at 937-681-0184. That's 937-681-0184.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
If America will be saved, veterans will save her. If America will be saved, veterans in defense of liberty will save her. Today, we are engaged in a genuine battle for the heart and soul of America. Do you believe that our oath and our obligation to our country continues until the day of our death? That America and the future of humanity is worth saving? If so, and you are a veteran or a staunch supporter, join Veterans in Defense of Liberty, which is first and foremost a brotherhood, sisterhood of veterans, fully dedicated to maintaining the integrity of our republic based on the correct moral and constitutional principles. Visit us on Facebook and go to vidolamerica.org, vidolamerica.org.
This is Dan Perkins, and I want to introduce you to my latest thriller, Ted Baker, in Terrorist Gold. This is a continuation of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile story that created quite a stir because people couldn't really separate fiction from reality. This new novel is a story how the Russians interfered with the presidential election by actually blackmailing one of the candidates. Ted Baker has sent one of his agents, John Seacrest, to Moscow to try and trace the source of money that funded the Brotherhood, and John meets up with Natasha, a Russian with an attitude. Like the others in the series, it's full of cliffhangers. It's a real page-turner once you start. You're going to find it difficult to put it down. Some people recommend don't start it after 9 o'clock because you'll be up all night. If you're looking for a really scary thriller, as current as today's headlines, then Ted Baker in Terrorist Gold is the book for you. Order your copy of Ted Baker in Terrorist Gold, and after you've read it, go to Amazon and write a review.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Today's guest is Mandy Hill, Vice President of Nursing for DaVita Kidney Care. And did you know the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates there's 37 million U.S. adults at age 20 years and older that have chronic kidney disease, or CKD? And we are going to talk a lot about that. And there's also a new program that DaVita's doing. And I'd like to introduce her. Mandy, welcome to our show. Very excited that you are part of it. Can we talk about kidney disease now and why there are so many people in the U.S. that have kidney disease and how many?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on your show today. And as you mentioned, there's over 30 million adults in the U.S. that have kidney disease. But interestingly enough, many of them are unaware because chronic kidney disease is what we call progressive disease. And that is when symptoms slowly progress. And so you don't wake up one day feeling bad. It takes time. And oftentimes, by the time an individual is feeling quite poorly, the kidney disease has advanced pretty far. And you asked about the reason that this is so prominent. Well, the two leading causes of kidney disease in the United States right now are diabetes and hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. And so those are pretty prominent conditions in our country that lead to the prevalence of kidney disease.
Right. And both my brother and my aunt, they have passed away since, you know, a few years ago now, but they both had, my aunt had diabetes and she got kidney disease and so did my brother. So, you know, it did take a long time. You what are, we talked about the leading causes of kidney disease. Can I ask this question? And that is, if you have kidney stones, can that lead to kidney disease?
That could. So that could contribute really sort of any obstruction or issues with the kidneys, if severe and prolonged enough, could contribute. But that is not as prevalent as the other two conditions I mentioned.
Let's talk about, you know, minorities and let's talk about, like, African-Americans. How much more likely are they to get kidney disease? And, you know, Hispanics and other minorities.
Well, that's a great point. Kidney disease is more present in some minority populations. So specifically, African Americans are three times more likely than Caucasians, for instance, to develop end-stage renal disease, which is the final stage of chronic kidney disease where dialysis is required or transplant is required to sustain life. And then actually the Hispanic population is 35% more likely to develop ESRD than non-Hispanic. So there is a difference between these populations.
Are you getting a lot of donors for these minorities? Is there a problem with that or not?
Well, overall, there are not enough organs, enough kidneys to provide those in need. And so that is why dialysis has such a large presence in the country, because when transplant is not available or possible, or people are on transplant waiting lists, dialysis is necessary to kind of fill in, if you will, as kidney function.
Right. And it's important to get screened. I have a lot of, you know, friends that have kidney disease and a lot of people that I know that have kidney disease. So that's kind of my mission right now, is to help educate people, as you know. And tell me, you're doing something really exciting. You did it in April and you're doing it in May, and you're doing a California bus tour?
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you mentioned the importance of screening.
Right.
That is so important with kidney disease. Like I mentioned earlier, it's progressive and slow, and so many Americans have no idea that they have kidney disease. So what
right.
we are doing through the months, as you mentioned, of April and May, is a DaVita bus mobile health screening. And what a mobile health screening is, we will be set up at different locations that are easy to access, and will provide free health screenings specifically for kidney disease and the presence of kidney disease. And so that means we'll be taking blood pressures, we'll be measuring heights and weights and waist measurements, we will be doing blood sugar or blood glucose testing right on site, and then we'll review the results with those that are participating.
That's pretty exciting, actually, to have that opportunity to be screened like that. And why should people care about the quality of their care?
Well, in healthcare in general, the quality of care is everything. But when it comes to chronic kidney disease and then ESRD, again, that final stage, you really need a full healthcare approach. People who are experiencing CKD and ESRD really require great nursing care, but they also require the care of qualified nephrologists, dietitians, social workers. There's so many aspects to kidney care that having a fully engaged healthcare team is everything.
I have to tell you, I do cooking shows for kidney patients.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Because their diet is so important,
yes.
Correct?
Oh, you are 100% spot on.
And so I I've been doing shows on kidney disease for a long time, and, you know, with everything from hemodialysis to in-center dialysis, and if people understood that they can travel, they can do a lot of things now today if they have kidney disease and they need the dialysis, correct?
Absolutely. Dialysis can be done at home.
That's
it can
right.
be done,
that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, on travel, in-center, there's many options.
That's right. How can a patient make sure that they are getting quality care? How can you tell?
Well, there's a few things to watch for to ensure that you're having quality care. First of all, the government does have a rating system which can be found online to identify the quality of kidney care centers based on some specific guidelines. Additionally, you should ensure that you are being treated by that entire healthcare team, should meet with a dietitian regularly, engage with social workers regularly, and be sure that your holistic needs are being met by that care team.
Right, because when your phosphorus has to be a certain, you know, you have to really look at your diet, and so the dietitian is extremely important to you. And, you know, actually, I love doing these recipes for patients because, you know, they really get a good, and I actually work with a lot of kidney patients that help me do it, are up on our Chef You and I show that we do this, which I think is so important. I think it's healthier for us, too. Where can our listeners go for more information, Mandy?
Your listeners can always go to DaVita.com. for all sorts of comprehensive information on chronic kidney disease and ESRD.
And thank you so much for joining us in your mission. We really appreciate what you're doing to help people. And thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll be right back after these important messages.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker, sponsored by A Private Place, Bagwell, Dan Perkins Author, Don Greco Novels, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, iMarketing, Web Design and Web Hosting, Integrated Healthcare Solutions, Pucker Urban Farms, Plots Honey Nutters, Next Stage, Skip Kenny Barbecue, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Ultimate Air Shuttle, and Veterans in Defense of Liberty. You're listening to W4CY.